Welcome, everyone. We've got Kate Ramsey back on the show today, and we're going to dive deeper into the conversation about who is FastFit for? I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the FastFit Podcast, where exercise meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of FastFit. We hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back, everybody. This is our second episode with Kate Ramsey. In the first episode, we dove, well, first of all, a little deeper into who the heck is Kate Ramsey, one of our awesome team members here at FastFit, her history at the company, what she's doing now. And in that conversation, we really got to dive, or at least tease a little bit, into this conversation of like, who is FastFit for? What types of people? Is it for the young, the old, males, females, those that are healthy, those that are unhealthy, et cetera? And then we talked about the fact that we would get into a future episode where we dive deeper into that. And that is this episode. So Kate, we can just kick it off where you'd like, but if a prospect or a member is listening to this and they're wondering, is this for me or is this for people that I know and love and care for, which probably comes up often, I think it'd be great for you to kind of paint a picture. First, remind us, you know, who you are and what you do, and kind of paint a picture of the types of people you meet and where they are when you meet them.
Absolutely. I think it's such an honor to work for a company where you really appreciate the value and like the core standards. And I think that's what separates FastFit from the rest, because people really start seeing and feeling that the moment they connect with the Team Support Center, because that's kind of your starting point. And we want to dive into what you're walking through in your life right now. And for people who don't know and they haven't been to FastFit before, you might think that this is just for someone who has never worked out before, they're stepping into something new, or you might think this is for someone who is super strong, who's been weightlifting their whole life, and now they're moving on to the next best thing. And truthfully, it is for everyone in between those two factors. It really is. I think that's one of my favorite parts about having the conversations at the Team Support Center, because we talk to all these people coming in their place in life, what they're going through, and we are able to walk them into this journey that can be long term, and they love it.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I started off as a personal trainer just like you in our company, and it was incredible to see, you know, I think to give you guys some numbers here, like something like 75 to 80% of our members are female, and that's common in personal training and exercise companies like ourselves. And then at least in the past, the average age was anywhere between 55 and 65. So let's call it 60 years old. And that's kind of sort of this cohort that is the most common here at FastFit. And yet when I started, it took maybe a month for me to get into the company before I was working with a gentleman that was 99 years old. He would come in
Amazing.
To the studio.
Yeah.
Literally on oxygen, and he had a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And we would take him from his wheelchair with his oxygen to each specific machine, and we would go through our methodology. And then on certain days, it happened to be the case that right after that, I'd have a 15-year-old girl who was the daughter of one of our members who had already been strength training with us, and she was trying to just get way more fit and prepared for her volleyball.
Uh-huh.
And so I hadn't experienced much like that before, even though I was a trainer elsewhere. It was kind of, if something was common, like a cohort of 60-year-old females, it really meant that's who trained here.
Exactly.
And even though that's a lot of who trains here, that's not the only types of people who train here. So I'm sure you've experienced some stories like that yourself.
Absolutely. The variety, I think, is one of the funnest parts, because you do have such different dynamics within the groups that are coming in and the individual. Everyone has different needs. Everyone's walking a different journey. And so as a trainer, your job is to make sure you understand what they're going through in order to help them to accomplish their goals they have. And I love that you brought up the gentleman, because I had my own. He was like 95 and when I started, and he was 97 when I finished, and he's so strong. Like, you would never think that someone in their 90s would come in strength train, but that is just the specialty of the method that we use. Anyone can use it. And I had even like a 10-year-old at one point. His mom brought him.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, he really wanted to make sure that he understood nutrition and fitness and how important that would be in his lifelong journey. And it was so special because he learned different pieces of the method in the workout and he had so much fun with it. And it also gave mom this sense of relief. You know, when you're a parent, it's so nice to have other people walk into that parenting journey when they're able to coach your children in a way that is exciting and it makes your children want to be involved and active. So it's just interesting to see the way that I really enjoyed it.
And it's so tempting with exercise. I've talked about this principle in the past of the first domino. Mm-hmm. And I am convicted that the first domino in someone's life when it comes to living out their purpose or their calling or just getting healthier and becoming a better version of themselves mm-hmm. really begins with exercise. Whether they're dealing with depression or anxiety or it's a diagnosis, diabetes or cancer, et cetera, there are a number of areas where people can start. They can start with therapy. They can start with you name it. But from my perspective, exercise is the first domino because it's the thing that then tips all the other dominoes in the right direction. It helps people with their sleep. It helps people with their metabolism. It helps people with their confidence because they're doing a hard thing, like you said, Kate, and they start to believe more in themselves. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on and on. And so for us, like you said, this is step number one. My son, I have four sons, yeah. And my oldest two are 12 and 9, and they both do the FastFit exercise, and they do the FastFit machine.
I love it.
We're setting those foundation pieces. Mm-hmm. But, and you've probably come across this, there are a lot of fallacies to overcome in our space. So some two common beliefs that I like bringing up that people have believed for so long that just aren't true, for example, are one, what we just talked about. Well, kids can't strength train or exercise. It's going to stunt their growth or do something. I don't know, whatever the beliefs used to be. And there's a lot of, you talked about this earlier, one of mm-hmm. our core values is evidence-based. So mm-hmm. at FastFit, we look at the evidence, we look at the research, we look at the data, and we let that guide our methodologies and our mm-hmm. protocols and our certifications for our trainers, et cetera. And the data shows that it's great for kids and youth, et cetera, to begin strength training at an early age. It's also the case that people believed for a very long time that after a certain age, you couldn't gain any muscle. You know, whether it's 50 or 60 or 70, right? I can maybe strength train for these benefits, but I can't put muscle on. And we know that's not true either. We know that you can literally add muscle to your body up until the day you die, so to speak. So anyways, helping people understand that those things, A, just aren't true, and B, if this is the first domino, coming to the Perfect Workout, whether it's you are healthy and you're trying to improve your volleyball, or I remember I had a few years ago, I was doing an interview like this on video, mm-hmm. and I was kind of waiting for him to come on the screen, and when his video popped up and his audio kicked on, the first thing he said to me was, "Your company has literally saved my life." Aww. And I get kind of choked up talking about that. But he had come to us with the diagnosis of stage 4 cancer.
Wow.
And his physician told him, well, as part of your treatment, you should not be doing heavy weights and strength training. Because mm-hmm. they were of the belief of like, well, we're trying to keep your energy levels up when it's going to be down, all kinds of stuff. Thank goodness this member took his health into his own hands and he started looking into the research and the evidence. And he knew, okay, as a part of my cancer treatment, I'm going to also find the best way to strength train. And here we are years later, he's in recovery. He's through that cancer element and everything they told him would happen. I know, right?
Yeah.
Everything they said that would happen, your energy is going to drop. You're going to deal with man breasts is what they told him because of the treatments.
Talk about your confidence.
You're going to gain fat, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's rough.
You're not going to be able to gain muscle, et cetera. None of that stuff happened because he was effectively strength training while he was going through that process. So I know I got on a little bit of a soapbox there, but I just get so pumped like you do, Kate, when people are saying, is this for me? The answer is absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's for you.
It's so true, because we get a lot of people that call in too that have had past injuries and they're afraid. I mean, there's no way to get around it, really. They just don't know how they're going to be able to move forward with this part of their history. And you just think that they're broken forever. And it's such a detrimental thing to think about yourself. You know, you have to speak life over yourself. You have to give yourself that, at least give yourself that moment to try.
Right.
And I feel like Absolutely. We're able to help people with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think the message to wrap up here is it's this idea that, like, if somebody is wanting to start something, there's that sort of, I guess I'll use the word paradox, where they need this thing, mm-hmm. but at the same time, they don't start it because they feel like they're not ready, right? Like,
right.
They get in the order inspiration, to go,
but they don't necessarily have the confidence to walk through it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or I think they have to be in a better position, right? Like, yeah. In order to go, this is the dumbest analogy, but in order to go take a shower to get clean, I got to take a bath first. Like, I'm too, you know what I mean? I'm too dirty to go get clean. And you brought it up a minute ago. Here at FastFit, if you've got, whether it's injuries, if you've just coming out of physical therapy, if you've got a diagnosis, if you have limitations, we have members that are, you know, don't have all four limbs, for example. And so you think, well, there's this obstacle in the way, and so I can't really do this yet or maybe ever. We have yet to experience a situation, at least from my perspective, where we didn't have a program for them, because our methodology at its core, even though it's high intensity, it is focused around being safe and efficient and effective, not just efficient and effective. And so, yeah. So, Kate, what would you say to somebody, or what do you say to people when they jump on the phone call that's like, hey, I want to get started, but this, and that? Sort of where do you go from there?
Absolutely. I think the but is very natural. So I don't want anyone to think that they're saying but and it doesn't make sense because they do have this inkling that they should be doing it. It is very natural for you to want to do something better for yourself and to have something combat that. So what I like to tell people is, you know, the first step is the phone call. If you're willing to get on the phone and speak with someone about what's going on in your life to see if you can make a positive change here, that is a win all on its own. You are doing amazing right here, right now. So what I want to do is dive in a little deeper to what the butt is about. What is worrying you? Where does that stem from? Because I think one of my favorite things about FastFit is we're so science-based that we are able to overcome the butt with something that has worked for so many other people in your position.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
So beautifully said. Okay, let's wrap it up this way. For those of you that have not tried FastFit, or you are an active member now, but you've thought about referring this to other people and you're not quite sure if it's for them, I think most people don't really know, actually, because you can schedule an introductory session with us through social media, through our website, through our app. It's really easy. And our Team Support Center is full of great experienced personal trainers like Kate, who are ready to really dive into those conversations, get to know you more, and help you understand what it is you want to understand before you schedule that intro. So I would encourage you, have your friend, have your family member or yourself. Yes, you can schedule through one of those softwares or the apps, but really give us a call. Get Kate on the phone.
Please.
And let's have a conversation.
I love that. And if you're calling for a family member who you're taking care of, that is also a conversation that we have multiple times a day. I mean, it's very common for you to call in for mom or dad and say, I want them to have a more successful time in their life right now. How do we do that? And we're right there to help support you do it.
I love it. Well, Kate, it's such a blessing and honor to have you on. Thank you so much for joining me these two episodes. It was a lot of fun.
It was. Thank you. It was just fun to share this good news, right?
I couldn't agree more. Well, I tell you what, we'll have you back on with some future episodes. And until then, just thanks again, and I'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kyle. Bye.
All right. Bye, Kate. Thanks for tuning in to the FastFit podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at fastfit.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make exercise simple, empowering, and a part of a life well lived. See you next time.